Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kufnun Gimel Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. Yetzer Hashem will be concluding Simen Shin Chof Beis today and starting as well Shin Chof Gimel. So let's conclude with the last Sif in Simen Shin Chof Beis, which starts on Kufnun Beis Omud Beis, the last line, Sif Vav. The Mechaber tells us, "Amachalek levnei veso manus b'Shabbos." If a person is distributing to the members of his household various pieces of food on Shabbos, yachol lahotil gorol, he's allowed to make some sort of like a lottery. Lomar saying, "Lemishi yetze gorol ploni yechelik ploni shlo." Whoever gets this first lottery will get this piece. But the condition that he's allowed to do this is only v'hu shiyu hachalokim shovim. All the pieces have to be roughly equal in size. Veina ose, and the only reason he's doing this lottery, elekidei lihashvosam shelo lahatil kinah b'neihem. He's doing this only, since they're all about the same, in order not to have jealousy between them. How come he got this one? How come he or she got that one? However, avol imacherim osur, but if there are other people present other than his immediate family, then it's forbidden to do this. Why? Because kivin shemakpidim, because mistama, they are particular ze al ze, one with the other person, and yavo ledei mido mishko, they're going to say, hey, no, that piece is bigger, this piece is bigger, and they're going to want to measure them out or weigh them out in some way, and therefore this would be forbidden. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Yotes, when you're allowed to do this with your own family, we said if the pieces are all of a roughly equal size. The Mishneh Berurah says in this situation, the bazeh ein shayach shum iser shel sechikas kuvya. Then there's no concern here about gambling. Sechikas kuvya is literally meaning playing dice. Sechiko means to play a game, and kuvya means these little cubes, dice. Kivin shein mistaker aideh agoro. Since nobody's really benefiting from this lottery, they're all roughly the same size, and you're just doing this in order that they shouldn't fight, so therefore you're allowed to do this. But when you have other people there that are particular, that I didn't get exactly the same amount as him, then the Mechaber said, you're not allowed to do this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf qualifies this and says, that's only when you're doing it via a lottery. However, ulechalik b'li goril shori, but if you're distributing the pieces without a lottery, you're giving Reuven this piece and Shimon that piece and Levi that piece, that's allowed. Why? The mistama amrinon shein makpid, because the default position is that they're not really that makpid. Ella im kein rotsim lahatul gorol. But if they want to make a lottery, so to say, and then the oz chazina shemakpidim, then you'll see that they're going to be particular to make sure that every lottery piece is a good size. And therefore, va'afilu imhem shechenim v'lo b'nei chabur achas, if they're your neighbors, and they're not necessarily one particular group, the derech stam shechenim lahakpid el alelu, because neighbors are going to be particular one with the other. Nevertheless, we call makum lo osra abanim lechalik b'li gorol. Nevertheless, even in this situation, the rabbi said, without a gorol, they're not going to worry about that you're going to start cutting up and measuring the pieces. They're just going to assume that it's okay the way it is, and therefore the rabbis did not make a gzeir over here that you can't do this. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chafalev, Hainu shel libcho lechadero apel dover mua. When we say that they're particular, if you do a lottery, they're not going to be happy that his piece is a little bit larger than my piece, and therefore they'll measure it out exactly, and that would lead to an isser on Shabbos. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, aval litein mono gidolo kinegid mono ketano ulahatul goral aleyan, to go and select one large piece, for example, and other small piece, and then make a lottery, afilu bivnei beso ubechol, then it wouldn't even be permitted with your own family members, and it wouldn't even be permitted on a weekday. It would be forbidden, osur, because of mishum kuvya, because that is like gambling. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chabbeis. Haini, he's telling us over here, the Mechaber, the mish yiske begorol yitol hagidola, the one who wins the lottery will take the larger piece. Umish yischayev yitol haktana, and the one who loses, so to say, will take the smaller piece. And this is he bechlal sechikas kuvya. This is equivalent to gambling, playing dice over here, mamish. Kuvya hu mashim esachakim beitzim. This is, again, wooden little cubes, dice, that people played with and gambled with. The kuvya, what's the problem with these dice? Hu avak gezel midifrayam. This is a dust of rabbinical robbery. What does that mean? This is a lashon that's used, avak ribis, avak gezel. It means it's not really absolutely d'oraisa, but it has a taint to it. It has a rabbinical prohibition attached to it because it looks like robbery in some way. Why? Shein daito laknoso b'kinyan gomor. Because when they're saying, okay, we'll do the lottery, the winner gets the larger piece, the loser gets the smaller piece, they're never really accepting the fact that they may get the smaller piece. And therefore, it's what we call asmachta lo kanya. This situation over here, they're saying that they'll accept it, but they're not really accepting it. So when the winner takes the larger piece, he's actually stealing it away from the other person. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that's why we said not only on Shabbos is it not allowed, ulahach yasur af b'chol, it's even forbidden on a weekday. And even though one could argue that it's all in the dad's house, it's in the father's house, there really is no consideration of Gezel, he owns it all. Nevertheless, Nikol Makum Osir, the rabbis prohibited this. Duma Osir l'sruche b'kuvya mecherim, because this will lead them to get comfortable with this type of dice playing, and they'll play it with others, and that would be an Issur d'Oraisa possibly, and certainly an Issur d'Rabbanan. U'bachem v'adi osir b'chol, and to do this with other people outside of your house, that's definitely forbidden on a weekday. And certainly, because you gave a Shabbos, the kuvya domi lemeka kumemka, because here you have an additional problem that the gambling over here, the playing with the dice, is analogous in some ways to doing business, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, there are very important Dirshu footnotes over here. Let's start with Dirshu footnote number 26, where he talks about lotteries and raffles and stocker usages of such. So he starts off and he says, Hagorolos hamitzbatzos ayde isuf kesef me'anoshim rabim amenas shiyiske echad mihem kol kesef. A lottery. Everybody buys a lottery ticket, and then they have the Mega Millions. So is this permissible in halacha? So he brings out from the Sefer Erech Shai, where he writes, Shahol v'noagu kol olam b'agoros ha'ilu. Since the world has accepted these lotteries, for better or worse. Nechshav hadover kikinyon situmta. This is like a regular accepted valid kinyan when you buy these lottery tickets. A situmta literally means in Aramaic a seal, and this was a customary way for them to go and make a certain acceptable kinyan. So therefore the lotteries have the halachic status of a situmta and it's permissible. And therefore ein behem mishum chashas gezel. There is no concern over here of asmachta lo kanya, and that there's a concern of gezel. And the Shelus Chuz Chasam Sofer adds over here, and he says, Shemina Gaolam Nechshav Kisitumta, Umoel Levatel Din Asmachta. And since the Welt, the world, accepts these lotteries, so therefore it knocks off any potential concern. He then brings down from the Shelus Chuz Beis Shlomo, She'ein Behagrolos Elu Mishum Srach Gezel. There isn't even a little bit, a taint of robbery over here, because Ladas Haposkim Rabin Mischach Bekuvia Enu Nechshav Kiasmachta. Because there are those that say even playing dice isn't a problem, and this would be analogous at worst to playing dice, and therefore it's not a halachic issue. And he says, even according to those posting that disagree, nevertheless, ho, moel hadovim mitzadina the machusa, since this is permitted by the governments, the lottery is illegal, yeshlit lo shehiknu hamishtatbim eskasvum lezoche belev sholem. Therefore, one can make a very solid assumption that people understand when they're given their $2 to buy the lottery ticket, they ain't getting that $2 back if they don't win the lottery. So therefore, it is halachically acceptable. What about raffles? So he says, for example, if people put in a set amount of money, a small amount, and they put it into a box, and the winner will get a different item, not money, but the winner will get, he wins a coat, he wins a jewelry. So the Shelus Tshuva's Rav Pa'olim brings down that that's permissible as well. And the reason is, Shahol v'azolcha ino makabel es hakesef shinasono. Because when you're putting a dollar or two into the pushka over there for that winning prize, if you win, you get the prize, you don't get the money back. And therefore, you're not getting anything back from what you put in, you're entitling yourself to win the prize. And therefore, it's not considered like robbery, even for the people that don't win. And finally, it says, for a tztaka raffle, a tzarche tztaka, it's brought down the piskei choshen, shemuteres, hu, lekulei alma. Everybody agreed that a tztaka raffle is allowed, because everybody really isn't doing this for the gambling, they're really doing this to support the tztaka, and therefore, one is allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 27 talks about various types of shell games, if they're permissible or not, and look in this footnote for the specific short details. Then the Mechaber brings down a more lenient opinion from the Rambam, and this is also the opinion of the Rav HaMagid. The Yesh Omrim, the Imbanu v'bnei beso mutu lahatul goral, afilu amona gedola kinegin mona katana. With your own family, you're allowed to have a lottery, even if the pieces are of unequal size, because we're not concerned over here, Mipnei Shein Makpidim. The people aren't going to be, the older brother with the younger brother or sister, they're not going to be Makpid over here. She got a bigger piece, he got a bigger piece, and therefore it is acceptable. The Mishnah explains Zivkot and Chav Gimel. Shari Yunos Elam, I call Mishalo. It all belongs to the father over here. And therefore nobody's going to say, my piece is smaller, let's measure it out beforehand and weigh it out and do all sorts of things that might be usher on Shabbos. And he says, Vagam Kuvya in Kan, there is no concern of gambling over here, playing dice over here, because it really all belongs to the father. However, in Bon of Chokim Mishalatzman, but they themselves are going and separating, then Osu Monagadola Negid Monagatana. The Prima Gordon brings down that would not be allowed to have a large piece versus a small piece and do a Goral. Then the Ramah comes in and he says, Hagah, for Osu Lohatul Goral Bishabis Afilu Aideen Yehudi. He brings down from the Mariel that where it is forbidden over here to do a Goral, you can't ask a non Jewish person to do the Goral for you. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavdalit explains, Hainu Imhu Lechalek Ezadov, if you want to divide something up. This is forbidden. Also, afilu b'makom with the osel insui. Even if you were not to do a goral, they may be fighting. Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to do a goral. Then he adds, avo lahatol goral, to make a goral in shul, miyomar kaddish, which person should say kaddish? Only one person used to say kaddish in those days, and maybe two or three chiyuvim, so they'd have to do a lottery. Oh, mishiyala la Torah, there's two people that want to get levi, and you can only give out one person levi. So in these situations, to make a goral is shari, is permissible. Dohayu mafisin b'shabas b'mikdash. Mishochet Mizorik. He brings up in the Morgan Avram, because this was actually done in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, as to doing lotteries, who's get the right to do the Shechita, all the other Avodos, who would be the one to do the Zrika, etc. Then he tells us, V'ayim b'Nezer HaKodesh, go look in the Nezer HaKodesh. Now, in Dishu footnote 28, he brings down that this is probably from the Ksos HaShulchan, a mistake over here, and it really should be from the Sefer Nezer Yisrael. In any event, he writes, Shehevi b'Shem Shus Yaakov, he brings down the Shus Yaakov, Chelakim v'Sim Chavdalet, Shemashma she'eno mutter rak lahotil goro mitoch ha-sefer kinog. You have to make a lottery in the way it was done from a book. They put in certain pages into the book, and they do a lottery in that fashion. But to go and make a lottery using various types of lottery slips, they'd write them out before Shabbos. Shem kolechot olav. Let's say they write Reuven on one piece of paper, Shimon on another piece of paper, Levi on another piece of paper. And then you put it into a box and you mix it up. And you take out one lottery ticket. Mishiyal sefer Torah, the one who should get the Aliyah, that would be forbidden actually. Osir. And this is also brought down in the Sefer Chaim that this is not allowed. Dirshu footnote number 29, he talks about shul pledges. He starts off and he says, the reasoning behind the Isser is brought down in the Sefer Chaim. You may come to go and read secular documents if we allow you to go and read these lottery tickets. Or alternatively, maybe you'll come to write down somebody's name that was by accident left off and you'll do this on Shabbos. We normally are mako to allow the gabbai to do something like this, to read from a list. Nevertheless, mikol makom kan sheyesh b'zeh af mishum iser goral b'shabbos. Since here there's an additional component of the lottery, so we don't let the shamash even do this. However, he says, in regards to taking various macholim from a store on Shabbos, in a way that is permissible, it's not a mekach u'memkach situation, somebody doesn't have food and he goes to the store owner and he has a right to give it out, and you want to put down a piece of paper or something like that that has the name of the lokeach on it, that the rabbis did not forbid because of the concern of kriyash shtari hajotos. And finally, he says, making a shul pledge, having an appeal in shul on Shabbos, and you're going to give out cards with the person's name on it and all sorts of things like that, so he says that is permissible if there is no other alternative way to do it. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat and Chafei. We said that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos even via a non-Jewish person. He says, look in the Magen Avraham, I'm the Magen Avraham. Da'afilu mehu devar mitzvah. Even if this is for a mitzvah purpose, v'lohavi motzi le'mebad me'eswel, and there was no way you could have done it on Friday, it only came available to do on Shabbos, even this would be osur b'Shabbos. Ubiyantif, however, mashmi Magen Avraham, the Shor b'ofen zeh. On Yantif, it would be permissible, and he says, look in the Shaar Tzion for further details. If you look in Dershu footnote number 30, he brings down, V'in ein mitzvah davar, if there is no mitzvah involved at all, for example, just to make a goral and yontif on various sizes of pieces of meat to give them out, so then we learn in Simen Tof Kuf that is forbidden. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Chav Beis, and we start Simen Shin Chav Gimel. This Simen discusses a number of different subjects in its 10 Se'ifim, and we'll start off talking about filling up utensils on Shabbos in a way where you're borrowing from one other person. So the Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Mutu lo malachavero. You're allowed to tell your friend, Male li klizeh, please fill up this utensil for me. And afilu, you're allowed to do this, humiyuchad lemida, even if this is a measuring cup, you're allowed to tell your friend, please fill this up for me. Under what circumstances? He brings down, Vahani Mili, you're allowed to do this, Kishenotel Halokeach Mido Shel Mocher, when the purchaser over here, the borrower, is taking the measuring cup of the seller, Umolichu Leveso, and he brings it home with him to his house, which is not the normal way that it's done. And certainly, Vein Tzorich Lomarin, you're certainly allowed to do this, in Mevi Halokeach Mitoch Beitso, if the person who's purchasing or borrowing it brings it from his house, his own utensil, and he tells the seller, or the lender, Vomerlo, Male Li, please fill up this utensil for me. In this situation, it is permissible. However, the Mechaber continues, Avo Limdod B'Kli HaMeyuchad L'Mida, if you're going in and filling it up with the utensil that is only used for measuring, and then V'Lishboch L'Soch Kelev Shalokech, and then to take that specific measuring cup and pour it then into the utensil of the purchaser, of the borrower, that would be Aser, that would be forbidden. Now, we said a lot over here. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu, after Mekach Umemkar Osur B'Shabbos V'Yontav, even though normally sale transactions are forbidden on Shabbos and on Yontav, and the Dirusha footnote of 1 explains to us the reason, which we've discussed already many times, Shegazru Chachamim Shema Yechto, the rabbis forbade you to do business on Shabbos because you could easily come to write things down. And we also pointed out previously in the last Simon in Shinchot Beis, in the name of the Chayodim, Shebemuakach Umemkar Yochol Lepomim Lovo Dei Chiv Chatos Mishum Meleches Mechatech. When you're selling things, you may end up wanting to be exact, and you'll cut off a measure, a piece out, or weigh out a certain piece in exact size, and that would be an issue of Mechatech as well. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, and this is true of Yechra Mocher Bepeh. This is true whether you're just verbally making the sale, or by Mesira, or Meshicha, or by actually handing it over or pulling it. V'chei Medido She'enu Shel Mitzvah. And likewise, a measuring out which is not for the purposes of a mitzvah, Gam Kenaser, is also forbidden, as we've already learned, V'chanal B'Simin Shinvav. However, the issue foot number 2 reminds us, we said Medida Shel Mitzvah, measuring out for the purposes of a mitzvah, we learned in Shinvav that is permissible. Normally we don't allow a shvus to perform a mitzvah. You can't be over Nisa Durabana in order to perform a mitzvah. So we remind ourselves that we learned over there that Medida is a very, very slight type of an iser. And it's not really an iser itself, but it's really more like Uvda Dechol. And therefore, the rabbis were Mako B'Mako Mitzvah, and they permitted it. For a sick person as well, we learned in Shulchan Aruch over there that one is allowed to measure things out, for example, using a thermometer. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal permitted that for a sick person, as we've learned previously as well in Shin Vav. Likewise, one is permitted to measure out things exactly for a young child, for example, to measure out exactly formula or things like that. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, even though we forbid you normally to do Mekach Umemkar, as we just explained, Afilu Hochi Mutu Lomar B'Loshun Zeh. Nevertheless, the Mechaber is telling us over here that you're allowed to say to somebody, please pour me some of this stuff. She'ena Omer B'Loshun Mechira. He's not saying, Mechorli, please sell this to me. Ve'ena Maskir She'mi. He's not saying, pour out a quart or something like that. Rak Kli's Zeh. Stam. He says, please fill this vessel up for me, and therefore you are allowed to go and do this. It's not considered Mekach Umemkar. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Beis that we said you're even allowed to do this if it's something that's normally used for measuring. Pirish Shirogil Limdo Vilimkorbo, even though this is normally the measuring cup that is used for sales. Nevertheless, it's permissible over here. Certainly, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, if you're bringing your own vessel to the store, that's not the way it was normally done. She'ein Zeh Derech Mekach Umemkar. It wasn't normally done that you brought your own measuring cup to the store. The Gam Lo Merzeh Ku'uvdin Dechol. It doesn't look like a weekday activity as well. Because if you're giving to your friend a drink as a present, people then, if they're giving out a present, will also use a normal cup that's used for measuring. You know that it has a certain size to it, and that's how you pour in a soda, a large cup, a medium-sized cup, a small cup, etc. So that would normally be allowed. It's not considered over here a problem of measuring. However, Sivkot and Dalit, but to actually use a measuring cup, this is the way it's normally done on a weekday, therefore it's forbidden over here too. Now, Dirusha foot number 3 explains, Tama Isa Limdod Sa'orim Kidei Lo Se'es Levehemto. Why is it forbidden to measure out barley for your animal? And Mizra Hashem will learn in Simon Shin Chav Dalit, Mipnei Shinira Kimodet Almanas Limkor. It looks like you're measuring it out over here for the purposes of selling it. And again, the problem here is uvdin dechol. It looks like a weekday activity. To measure out spices on yontif for something that you're cooking in order that you'd have the exact amount of spice, we will learn in Simon Tav Kuf Dalet, that that's permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Shamaychel Olu Liskalkel, if you put in the wrong amount of spice, you're going to ruin the food, and therefore, Hitiru Limdo Desatavlim, you're allowed to go and measure it out. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Limdod Lelot Tzarech Klal, if you're measuring something for no purpose whatsoever, you're misasik b'yamah, you're just doing it, that actually is permissible as well also. Finally, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel, Avo Limdod Bechli, he brings down, if you're using some sort of a lever over here called a menekes, that normally pours out a certain measure, for example, a quart comes out, you're allowed to say, please fill up this utensil for me, even though you know you're going to get a quart over here. Dishah footnote number 9 brings out as well that when you're letting out water on Shabbos, there may be a meter measuring how much water is used. We don't have to be concerned about that. This measuring is done on its own. You're not doing it, and therefore it's not a problem. And dishah foot number 10 brings out for the Prima Godim. The reason why you can use this pre-designated lever that pours out a quart is because you obviously can't take it with you, and it's clear that you're not asking specifically for a quart. You're just using that lever. That concludes today's shiur.